This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome or welcome back to the Radiantly Feminine podcast, where we embrace elegance, confidence, and the power of true femininity. I'm your host, Mookie. So whether you're looking to refine your presence, elevate your mindset, or even navigate relationships with ease, this is going to be your space to grow and glow. So sit back, relax, and let's unlock your feminine power together. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Radiantly Feminine podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that sparks curiosity, conversation, and sometimes confusion. Today, I felt the need to talk about traditional femininity versus modern femininity. So whether you're embracing femininity for the first time, or if you're deepening your journey, this episode will help you to understand the differences, the overlaps, and most importantly, how to embrace your own authentic version of feminine energy. I want to start off by talking about traditional femininity and what it is. When we think of traditional femininity, a lot of images come to mind. For me, I think of someone who has grace, poise, someone who's nurturing, someone who is family-oriented, elegant, soft-spoken, and fits into the role that society calls ladylike. Traditional femininity isn't just about appearance. In fact, no type of femininity is, but it is about your mindset. It's centered around your qualities like your empathy, your patience, your caring nature, your emotional intelligence, and how you create harmony in your relationships. And in the past, women were expected to focus on family, relationships, and maintaining beauty and social etiquette. Now, don't get me wrong, these are all still important. But you have to keep in mind that these were layered with gender norms and social and economic factors. The domestic roles that women took on related back to our femininity, yes. But you have to keep in mind that the gender norms and social economic factors played a huge role in this, or a huge factor in this. So what I'm trying to say is managing the household, like cooking, cleaning, and taking care of the children and budgeting, it was all considered an extension of our energy and an extension of our traits. And therefore, it was seen as natural for women to take on these roles. But it is important to know the difference between feminine energy and these assigned roles. And I've said this before, your feminine energy is a mindset, not how you appear to others or how others perceive you. So when women of the past took on these domestic roles, it became more about devoting their lives to their husband and doing the chores and housework rather than staying rooted in qualities like presence and grace. It became less about men creating a safe space for their wives to let their feminine energy flow, and more about treating their wives as if they were their own property. Now, let me tell you a story. Imagine a woman from the past. Let's call her Anna. Anna's day was filled with running a household, which involved making meals, keeping the kids on schedule, making sure the home felt welcoming, and tending to her husband's needs. Our society told her this was her role, and she performed it so gracefully. But here's the thing. Underneath all the chores and responsibilities, Anna was embodying something much bigger. She was using her feminine energy. She used her empathy, her intuition, and her ability to create harmony. She wasn't just managing a home. She was creating a space where people felt nurtured, seen, and cared for. Now, let's fast forward to today. You don't have to cook 3 meals a day or iron every shirt to channel that same energy. Traditional feminine energy today is about presence, grace, and influence. It's about showing up fully as yourself, carrying empathy and intuition into your relationships, and softening your approach without losing your strength. I want you to picture yourself at work, in a meeting, or even in a friendship dynamic. Being in your traditional feminine energy means listening deeply, responding thoughtfully, and influencing others through calm, confidence, and care, not force, not control. It's about creating harmony wherever you go, while still holding your own boundaries and pursuing your goals. Whether that's being a housewife or a corporate baddie, you can still channel the same energy. I want to add that traditional femininity in modern life isn't about fitting into an old mold. It's about owning your energy intentionally. It's taking the qualities that made women like Anna so impactful in their homes and translating them into your world today in a way that feels authentic and powerful. Now here's the thing. Traditional femininity has immense power when it's chosen consciously. If you choose to embody this mindset intentionally, you'll radiate softness, you'll radiate strength, and you'll radiate presence without sacrificing your independence or your ambitions. Now, modern femininity, on the other hand, is fluid, expansive, and self-defined. It's not about following a prescribed role. It's about integrating feminine energy into your lifestyle, into your career, and into your relationships. And that's all going to be on your own terms. Modern femininity will show up as you being assertive while staying kind and graceful, and you pursuing career goals while nurturing your relationships, and you embracing sensuality and self-expression in an unapologetic way, and setting boundaries without guilt. I want you to think of it like traditional femininity as light and soft feminine energy, and modern femininity as dark feminine energy. Now, modern femininity is essentially about being whole and authentic and realizing that feminine energy is not limited to any societal expectations. Now, let's meet another woman. Let's call her Mia. Mia lives in today's world where she's juggling a career, friendships, personal goals, and relationships. She's ambitious, independent, and unapologetically herself. But here's the thing. Mia is also deeply connected to her feminine energy. She's nurturing, intuitive, and graceful, but she applies these qualities on her own terms. In Mia's life, femininity isn't about following rules or fitting into a mold. It's about expressing empathy and care in ways that feel authentic, whether that's leading a team at work with patience and insight, setting boundaries in her friendships without guilt, or showing up fully in her romantic relationships while still honoring her own needs. Modern femininity is fluid. It's a balance of strength and softness, independence and connection. It's about showing up as a woman who knows her worth, who trusts her own intuition, and who moves through the world with intentional presence. It's feminine energy in action, not defined by tradition, but by choice. So where Anna used her energy to create harmony in her home, Mia uses hers to create harmony in her life, her relationships, and her world on her own terms. That's the beauty of modern femininity. It's powerful, adaptable, and unapologetically you. I also want to touch on why I think feminine energy started to steer away from traditional femininity. So just take a second to think back a few decades ago when society was starting to change rapidly. Women were entering the workforce, pursuing higher education, and discovering independence outside of their homes. The world started sending a new message. You can do anything a man can do, and maybe even more. And with that shift came a lot of freedom, but some tension as well. And the qualities that were traditionally associated with femininity, which was being nurturing, graceful, patient, and emotionally intelligent, were often undervalued in professional or competitive spaces. They were essentially being left behind. Women were encouraged to adopt an assertive, even aggressive approach to succeed. Slowly, society started framing feminine energy as weak or secondary, while pushing women toward behaviors traditionally labeled as masculine. But here's the truth. Feminine energy never lost its power. It simply had to adapt to a world that wasn't always ready to honor it. So we as women began blending in, balancing much more than before, and even sidelining all of our great feminine qualities to meet the demands of our careers, our independence, and our modern life. And that's why we see this shift, not because feminine energy became outdated, but because society pressured women to redefine it on terms that weren't aligned with our natural strengths. But I think what I'm about to say is exciting. In our world today, we get to bring it back on our own terms by blending the grace and intuition of traditional femininity with the independence and ambition of modern femininity to create our unique expression of power. And this is why I say do what feels authentic to you, because if you make the space in your life and in your mind, that feminine energy will naturally show up in a way that's authentic and unique to you. So I want to challenge you to stop doom scrolling and seeking advice from people who tell you how to speak, how to act, and how to dress, and start doing what feels right for you. Now, I do want to clear up a few misconceptions. It's so important to debunk the myths around feminine energy. There are so many misconceptions out there, like the idea that feminine energy is weak, submissive, or only about how you look or dress. And when we don't challenge these myths, we limit ourselves and let others define us. The truth is, feminine energy is about strength in a different form. Feminine energy is not about being passive. It's about being powerful in a way that feels aligned and authentic. So by debunking these myths and misconceptions, we free ourselves from stereotypes and open the door to embrace feminine energy in a way that's real and empowering. Because feminine energy isn't a box to fit into. It's a way of living that honors who you are at your core. One of the biggest myths is that embracing your feminine energy means you have to wait around and not take action, or that being feminine means being powerless. But real feminine energy in dating is anything but powerless. It's magnetic. Another myth is that if you're soft or vulnerable, you'll be taken advantage of. But when you combine vulnerability with boundaries, you become both approachable and unshakable. And that's where true confidence lies. Okay, so now that we have all of that out of the way, I want to go over some things that will help you all embrace your own feminine energy. And you can start by noticing what feels natural to you. Do you lean more toward traditional traits like nurturing and patience, or modern traits like independence and assertiveness? I ask this because doing what's natural for you is powerful. Feminine energy isn't about fitting into someone else's definition. It's about leaning into what feels authentic. And when you allow yourself to express your true nature, you'll notice how effortless life starts to feel for you. Next, you'll want to practice being present. I've talked about this so many times, but feminine energy is rooted in the present moment. So that means feminine energy is about being fully engaged, whether you're listening, creating, or connecting. And practicing presence keeps you grounded. Instead of rushing or overthinking, being present allows you to savor the moment, connect deeply with yourself, and truly express your joy or experience your joy. Feminine energy thrives in stillness and awareness. So in other words, it's about being, not forcing. It's also very important that you learn how to honor your boundaries. I've talked about this so many times. I feel like I talk about boundaries in every episode. But feminine energy thrives in safety and respect. Your boundaries aren't walls. They're more like doors. They're the way you protect your peace and invite in the right type of energy. So when you honor them, you tell the world that you value yourself. And that's one of the most feminine, magnetic things that you can do. So remember, every time you honor your boundaries, stay true to yourself, and root yourself in the present moment, you're not only embracing your feminine energy, you're embodying it. You will also need to learn how to express yourself through style, rituals, or habits that make you feel aligned with your energy. For me, I like to dress in a modest yet sexy way, but that also depends on my mood. I also like to romanticize my life, so my morning and night rituals, or routines if you will, are extremely important to me. And I feel happiest when I let my creativity flow and when I'm learning something new. So to express my creativity, I like to draw. I work on this podcast on a weekly basis. I also like to compete in beauty pageants. I also try to learn something new every day. So I've been challenging myself to learn French this year, and I'm learning to read music and play the piano. I read to expand my vocabulary as well, and I use my brain exercise app called Lumosity to just exercise my brain, because your brain is a muscle that you have to keep using, so you want to keep up that exercise like you would the rest of your body. I share all of this with you guys because I want you to know that it's important to remember femininity is not a competition. It's a personal journey, and your feminine energy is your signature. It doesn't have to look like anyone else's. It's not supposed to look like anyone else's. So the things that I just shared, what I like to do, doesn't have to be how you express your feminine energy. Now, I do have a small exercise for you. Take a moment today to notice one way you can consciously express your feminine energy. Maybe it's softening your tone, wearing something that makes you feel confident, or speaking up in a gentle yet firm way. And these small acts are the foundation of true feminine power. So let's bring everything we've been talking about with traditional femininity, modern femininity, misconceptions, and boundaries all into a space where so many women want clarity in, which is dating. Because here's the truth. How you see and embrace your femininity directly impacts the way you date, who you attract, and the type of relationships you create. With that being said, traditional femininity has often been associated with being nurturing, receptive, and supportive. In dating, that could look like letting a man take the lead, waiting to be pursued, or showing up as the emotional support system. For many women, this feels natural and beautiful, and it aligns with their desires to be cared for and protected. But here's the catch. If you lean only into traditional femininity without balance, you can end up in situations where you're overgiving or you're waiting for someone else to define the relationship for you, and that can leave you feeling powerless or unseen. Now, on the other hand, modern femininity has shifted toward independence, self-expression, and choice. So again, think of dark feminine energy. Women today feel empowered to go after what they want, to set standards, and to create partnerships that are more equal. In dating, that might look like initiating a conversation in a nonverbal way, expressing clear boundaries, and expecting emotional availability from a partner. The strength of modern femininity is that it gives you your autonomy back, and it allows you to shape your love life without waiting for someone to choose you. But the shadow side is that sometimes the pendulum swings so far towards independence that vulnerability and receptivity, which are seen as the softer feminine qualities, they get pushed aside. The magic happens when you find your own blend. Traditional femininity brings warmth, softness, and magnetism. Modern femininity brings clarity, empowerment, and freedom. When you put them together, you date from a place that's both authentic and balanced. Think about it this way. You can be receptive to love while also being clear about your standards. You can enjoy being pursued while also communicating what you want. And you can soften into your natural energy without losing your independence. Now, this is where dating becomes joyful instead of stressful, because you're not playing a role. You're showing up as your whole self. I want to go back to what we talked about earlier when I talked about boundaries, doing what feels natural and practicing presence. I bring that up because all of that applies here. When you honor your boundaries in dating, you don't waste time entertaining situations that drain you. When you do what feels natural for you, you stop trying to copy what everyone else says feminine energy should look like. And instead, you show up in your own truth. And when you are present, you actually enjoy the process of getting to know someone instead of rushing toward an outcome. Dating through the lens of feminine energy isn't about control. It's about being able to flow. It's about creating space for connection while still knowing what you will and will not accept. At the end of the day, the conversation around traditional femininity versus modern femininity isn't about choosing one over the other. It's about weaving them together in a way that makes sense for you. In dating, that means knowing you can enjoy being adored, cared for, and pursued while also knowing you're fully capable of walking away if your needs aren't being met. It means allowing yourself to be soft, but never at the expense of your own self-respect. When you show up like that, you attract partners who meet you at your level. You stop settling for breadcrumbs and instead create a space for real, nourishing love. So if you take one thing away from this episode, let it be this. Dating from your feminine energy isn't about following rules from the past or forcing yourself into modern stereotypes. It's about finding your own balance, your own truth, and your own rhythm. And when you honor your boundaries, when you stay present and embrace the blend of traditional and modern femininity, you don't just date better. You live better because you're not trying to be anything other than the most magnetic, authentic version of yourself. And this new version of you, she doesn't chase, she attracts. I want to thank you so much for spending time with me today. Remember, femininity isn't about being perfect or fitting into a mold. It's about showing up as yourself in your own power with grace and authenticity. So please don't forget to follow and comment if you haven't done so already. I would like to challenge you all to share this with someone you know because you never know who needs to hear this message. And when you share the show, it helps us reach more amazing women just like you. So until next time, radiate your feminine energy, honor your journey, and be unapologetically you. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.